Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to NCMMA Radio.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to another episode of NCMMA Radio. This is your host, Tyson Roush. You can follow all of our interviews, ncmmaradio.com, also on Instagram and Twitter, ncmma_radio. Also, before we go into this, check out our sponsor, Headrush, headrushbrand.com, some sick fight gear, some great clothing, so be sure to check them out. In this episode, we have two very exciting fighters, two amateur fighters at a Nick Catone MMA. They'll be competing at Dead Sears MMA 25 on April 8th in iPlay America. And it's Santo Curatolo and Cole Cameron, two very, very exciting fighters. We will start out with Santo, who is competing for the flyweight title. And Santo is as tough as they come, a very, very exciting fighter. And here is our interview. All right, we're here. Santo Curatolo, Dead Sears MMA 25 title fight. How you feel, man? How's this camp going?
I feel great. I'm ready. I'm ready for whatever. I'm ready for whatever. I'm ready for anyone that steps in that cage. I feel great.
Now, do you watch your previous fights and study the tape and try to see how you can improve?
Yeah, not so much, though. I already know what I got to improve on. It's MMA. I got to improve on everything. Boxing, wrestling, everything. Same thing, like when I go into a fight, there's no game plan. It's MMA. I got to be better than him at wrestling. I got to be better than him at boxing. There's no game plan. It's just be better at everything. So get better at everything.
You know? But the wild thing is, man, you know, you pack the place, your fans, your friends, family, places go nuts for you. You win your fight, you come out, and you're mad, dude. Like, usually guys are excited. Are you that motivated to get better, dude? It seems like you're just really just, like, amped.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm never ever satisfied. Never. I mean, I've won state championships in high school, and you'll see me. I won't have a smile on my face. If you read my interviews after matches, I'm not even happy. And I tech the kid in the finals, but he scored like 1 point. So I wasn't happy. I'm always looking to just be better and better and better and better. If I lose in one little situation, that's all I'm thinking about. I'm not thinking about the other 10 that I won.
Okay, and I mean, in terms of getting better, you have one of the best teams in the world here you can train with Marlon, Frankie, Ricky, Nick Catone, all these guys. How much is that helping you?
I do believe I have the best team in the world and have the best fighters behind me. And most of all, yeah, watching all these professional fighters like Frankie, Marlon, Corey Anderson, the list just goes on and on. They're coming in and out of here all day long.
Edson.
It's out of control. I mean, I learned so much from these guys, but, I mean, then again, I learned just as much from my amateur True. Teammates. I mean, they're all my brothers. Even though we may butt heads, they're helping me get better at what I'm trying to do with my life. So they're all my brothers no matter what.
Yeah, that's the one really cool thing for all you guys. A lot of you guys are in the same weight class. So you guys have intense sparring sessions. Even Kyle Werhahn, the guy, comes at it. You take a lot of pride in your conditioning, man. How hard do you train? How often do you train?
Yeah, I train a lot. I'm trying to train on a professional level. I try to train 2 to 3 times a day, 5-6 days a week. One day out of the week is just dedicated to recovery, just stretching, icing, jacuzzi, massage, whatever I can, physical therapy, chiropractic. I go to a chiropractor. I do everything I can. One day just dedicated to recovery. The other day is dedicated to just getting better at my craft, you know, just being a student of the game.
It's impressive, man. I guess the one thing is you see a lot of new students here, a lot of young kids that are trying to learn the sport, trying to get involved. Do you have a message for them?
Yeah, like I said last time, just have fun with it. Don't take it too serious. If you take it serious, I mean, you got to take it serious, but you got to have fun at the same time. Because if you don't take it serious, you're never going to reach your full potential. So you got to take it serious, but you got to have fun with it. If you're not having fun with it, you're never going to reach your full potential anyway.
Okay, and now you got title fight, man. I know you're ready for it, week away. Prediction, man. What are your thoughts on this fight?
Oh, yeah, I'm real ready. Prediction, like I said, anything can happen, but my prediction is I dominate. Whether I finish him in the first, second, or third, or if it goes to decision, I think I'm going to dominate every round. You know, if I finish him in the first, I finish him in the first, but I think I'm going to dominate. I definitely think I'm going to dominate. I feel ready. and I think I'm ready for the next step, win this belt and go pro.
And what is your message for your friends and family? Because I know it's got to be tough, man, when you're training all the time, you're dieting, all this stuff. Your message for them?
Yeah, just thank you so much. They help me. They keep me healthy mentally, physically, my parents, my friends, all my supporters. Now I got some sponsors for this fight. They help me a lot. They help me a real lot. They keep me motivated, you know, seeing how many people I have behind me makes me just want to pursue it so much more. So many people that believe in me makes me want to do it so much more.
Awesome. Well, Santo, on behalf of me, Nick and myself, it's a lot of fun watching you fight, man. You're an exciting fighter. Best of luck. When you win the title, dude, we want that interview.
Absolutely.
Good luck, man.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Once again, I want to thank Santo for his time. He just finished up a sparring session. He was dead tired, and he's kind of giving me a couple minutes. And, you know, he's a very, very exciting fighter. I mean, he brings it all to the table, and I can't wait to see him in the cage April 8th at I Play America Dead Serious 25. And our next interview is with Cole Cameron, you know, taking the second fight, won his first one in an impressive fashion. So here's our interview with Cole. All right, here, Cole Cameron. Second fight coming up, Dead Serious MMA 25. How's your fight camp going?
Fight camp's going good. Lasted a little short, not a full 8-week camp because I was coaching high school wrestling, but it's going awesome. I've got the whole team here working, helping me out. Got 3-4 fighters on the card, so definitely getting ready.
Now, how much did you learn from your first fight? Did you watch a lot of tape on it, or you just how'd you handle that?
Probably for the whole month after that fight, I'd say I watched it at least twice a week. Definitely learned a lot, saw all my mistakes, you know, stand-up lacked a little bit. Kind of just resorted to my wrestling in that fight, which got the win. It was kind of the game plan, but this next fight, try and limit the amount of time spent on the ground and try to work on what I need to work on.
How important is it to have all these – you have a great fight team here, man, between the coaches and you got, you know, Ricky, Santo, all these young guys working along with these, you know. How's that help you?
You know, it's you walk in here every day and you see all the guys you look up to. You know, you got the Corey Andersons, Frankie Perez, you know, our team leader, Nick Catone, Frankie Edgar is in here every weekend. It's awesome. Even the amateurs, you know, got BJ Young, holds a few titles, you know, Santo, everybody. Even the guys on the amateur team, you know, I look up to them, hope to, you know, improve my game just as much as they did, and it's awesome.
How hard is it to schedule just to get all your training in amongst everything else? Man, life goes fast, you know, it is. How hard is it to get in here, keep grinding, keeping your weight down? How hard is that?
You know, it's just having motivation and, you know, grinding every day. You got to love the grind. If you don't love the grind, then, you know, any sport that's like this isn't for you. But, you know, I work in a high school from 6 a.m. to 2, and somehow, you know, I try and take a nap in between then and shoot right here, try and get some wrestling and some lifting. So fight camp's definitely wearing me down a little bit, but I'm going to peak at the right time.
And you see a lot of students here, a lot of young kids coming in, wrestlers, anybody just wants to learn boxing or Thai, whatever else. Mm-hmm. You have a message for them as they come in here?
It's as soon as you step in here, it's an extended family. You know, whether it's your first day, your first week, I've been here for, I think, over, you know, a year and a half, and it's just as soon as you walk in, it's a family. I was speaking to somebody today. He started about a week ago, and he's just saying, dude, I love it. Because, you know, everyone's a family. Everyone tries to help you out. You know, they see what you got to work on, and they tell you. You know, everybody's honest. Nobody's trying to build anybody up. They tell you what you got to work on, and, you know, you work on it.
Yeah, and you're very true, man. You see, from Frankie Edgar to Nick to even amateurs helping each other, it's an awesome environment. And on behalf of Nick and myself, man, best of luck. Give a prediction for your fight, man.
You know,
just win, right?
Prediction, yep, win. It's going to be good. It's going to be bad. It's going to be ugly. No matter what it is, get that hand raised. You know, if I have to run through a wall, whatever I got to do, I'm going to do it for Catone. I'm going to do it for the whole gym.
You have a message for your fans or your friends, family?
Yeah, you know, my fans hope it goes further than my family because, you know, I'm just starting out. But, you know, keep catching me. I'm going to be rising. I'm going to be grinding, even this whole team. So I do it for the team, not just myself.
Awesome. Thank you, Cole.
Thanks.
And once again, I want to thank Cole for his time as he wrapped up his sparring session, and he was just, you know, definitely appreciate time. It's dieting and training and sparring, all this stuff, and these guys are pretty tired, but they're give me a couple minutes, so definitely appreciate that, Cole. And once again, another young, just tremendous fighter with great work ethic. Excited to see him in the cage April 8th, Dead Serious 25. So once again, you can follow our show, ncmmaradio.com. Check out our sponsor, Head Rush, at headrushbrand.com. And we'll talk to you guys next time.